We start in California, where this week opponents of that state's first-in-the-nation statewide ban on plastic bags submitted enough signatures to bring the issue to a vote in 2016 to try to overturn the ban. Many other states are watching closely, so let's take a closer look. First with John Barrier of the American Progressive Bag Alliance. They're backed by the plastic bag industry. And John, groups supporting a ban on plastic bags say the 400 bags thrown out every second clog up California's landfills and waterways. Your group says this isn't about the environment, so what is it about?
The reason this bill has nothing to do with the environment, in our view, is that plastic retail bags have, very minimal effect on the waste stream and also the litter stream. According to the United States Environmental Protection Agency, plastic retail bags are about half of 1% of the waste, and generally in places where it's been studied, less than 1% of litter. So when you're trying to have a significant impact on the environment, banning or regulating a product that has that small of a percentage of impact on litter or waste is really not going to solve, any problem in a meaningful way. And the issue with this particular bill is that not only does it threaten 2,000 California manufacturing jobs, as well as 30,000 across the country, it also mandates a 10-cent fee on paper bags as well as thicker plastic bags that goes directly to the bottom line of the big grocery stores in California, members of the California Grocers Association.
In other words, grocery stores can charge customers 10 cents for a paper bag or a thicker, more degradable plastic bag. But, when you mention fees and money, those on the other side say that they cite stats like one from the Sacramento Bee that reports that plastic bags in California carry a wholesale value of $195 million a year, that this is all about the plastic bag industry trying to hold on to that money.
Well, I think for any industry that is under attack, they have a right to defend themselves with facts and with compelling arguments. And I think the most compelling argument here is that there are jobs on the line. This is an industry that produces a 100% recyclable product that's highly reused and that people find very convenient. If they are responsibly using, reusing, and recycling these products, they're actually a very environmentally friendly product, to choose. In fact, even more so than paper bags, which actually require a lot more natural resources to produce and to recycle.
Well, obviously, there is a dispute over the stats of the environmental impact of plastic bags. But meanwhile, Californians seem to believe those stats. A recent USC Los Angeles Times poll found that about 6 in 10 California voters are in favor of a ban on plastic bags. Just 35% oppose it. What are you going to try to do to change those numbers?
Well, first and foremost, I think this is a critical issue that needs to have the input of the California voters. What the poll that you're referencing ignores is a very critical question on this particular issue, and that is whether people support a law that bans plastic bags and then charges people fees that don't go to any public purpose, any environmental initiative, but goes straight into the pockets of corporate grocery chains. So that's the critical question that we're going to be asking on that ballot.
John Barrier with the American Progressive Bag Alliance. That's a group funded by plastic bag manufacturers leading an effort to overturn California's ban not yet enacted on plastic bags. John, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's bring in Molly Peterson, environment correspondent at Southern California Public Radio in Pasadena. And Molly, John says plastic retail bags have minimal effect on the environment, about half of 1% of waste, less than 1% of litter. What does your research show?
Well, environmentalists say it's less about the amount it is in the total waste stream and more about the insidiousness and the persistence of that plastic. It doesn't biodegrade, it photodegrades, which means that it breaks down in the sun. When it biodegrades, it takes months to hundreds of years for it to break into smaller and smaller pieces, and they find those pieces inside hundreds of species of animals. So some of the smallest pieces of waste in the waste stream are some of the most harmful to various animal species, especially those along the coast.
Yeah. And what about his claim that stores under the ban that they're trying to overturn, that stores will make money selling bags, charging 10 cents for them?
Well, the stores say they aren't making any money. And what's interesting about this is in this attempt to overturn the ban, the California Grocers Association hasn't yet taken a side either way about what they want to do, whether they want a ban or not. They basically say they're just trying to comply with the law and that the 10 cents covers their costs.
Yeah. So the plastic bag industry, well-funded, as we heard, very concerned about jobs. Who are the main supporters of a ban on plastic bags and how well-funded are they?
Various environmental groups are supporting it, but it's a pretty widespread thing at this point. I mean, this has been a several-year process in California. We've got a third of California living under local bans at this point. So there's something like 130 municipalities, counties, local entities that have enacted some sort of a ban, including Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. If the statewide ban is overturned successfully in 2 years, which is what the gentleman we just heard from hopes— what happens to those city and town bans?
They stay in place. I mean, they existed before SB 270 went into effect, and they will continue to exist. Local municipalities have the right to organize themselves this way. In fact, there's still an effort by those environmental groups that are working towards a ban to expand where there are local bans in places like San Diego and various San Francisco Bay Area cities.
Yeah. Molly Peterson, California's statewide ban on plastic bags, a law that was passed, hasn't yet been enacted, and now a group has raised enough signatures to try to get it on a ballot in 2016 to put it before the voters to try to get it overturned. As we heard, a recent poll found 6 in 10 Californians do support the plastic bag ban. So we'll follow this with Molly, environment correspondent at Southern California Public Radio. Molly, thank you.
You're welcome.